For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
I am Bruce Merkin, and I'm Communications Director of the Marijuana Policy Project.
Bruce, there was a report came out about 6 or 8 weeks ago from the Cato Institute talking about the abuses of the SWAT teams, but it goes on. There was a story that happened just recently in Schenectady. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, this was just about a week ago. I think it was the 19th. And the police, apparently a whole squad of cops, came barging into this apartment to bust this 18-year-old kid who reportedly was a very small-time marijuana dealer. They had him allegedly having sold a $20 bag at one point and a $40 bag at another. So all they know he did was sell $60 worth of marijuana. The cops came charging in, handcuffed two little kids aged 11 and 12, pointed rifles in their faces, shot the family dog, just completely terrorized this family in the process of busting this 18-year-old kid for these tiny penny ante marijuana sales. And apparently they'd been observing him for weeks. They could have snagged him on the streets or anything. They went out of their way to terrorize this family. Certainly, the 11-year-old little brother, a kid named Elijah, who literally awoke to find armed men in his bedroom pointing guns, he wasn't a threat to anybody. I mean, surely there's got to be a better way to do this, you know? This just doesn't make any sense. What's really disturbing is when asked if this was an excessive use of force and firepower, the police lieutenant, who's the spokesperson, said, well, if you don't want officers banging into your house with guns drawn, don't let drug dealers stay with you. You know, that's the excuse for terrorizing this family. Like the 11-year-old is responsible for his older brother's actions.
Well, all right, sir. I appreciate it. Once again, we're speaking with Mr. Bruce Merkin for the Marijuana Policy Project. Give him your website before we go, Bruce.
Absolutely. You can find MPP on the web at mpp.org.
Warning, the government doesn't want you to hear this ad.
Because they're embarrassed. They funded research indicating marijuana doesn't cause lung cancer and might even prevent cancer. Government research also found medical uses for marijuana, and no one has ever died of a marijuana overdose. The more research the government conducts, the more they undermine their own war on marijuana users.
Visit the Marijuana Policy Project Foundation at joinmpp.org or call toll-free 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
The evidence that marijuana is not the threat purported by the government is obvious and glaring. What will it take to motivate you? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.